We finish our food segment in conversation about olive oil. The local industry is burgeoning. South African olive oil producers recently won 9 awards at the New York International Olive Oil Competition, which is considered one of the most significant guides to olive oil quality in the world. But there is still quite a lot of misconception around local versus international quality and which type of olive oil should be used for which purpose. So we thought we'd try and get some clarity on some of those questions today and just get an update on the state of the local industry. I've invited SA Olive to join us on the show. They're the association which represents the common interests of the olive industry in this country and are really all about supporting its growth and development. It's a great pleasure to welcome Vice Chair at SA Olive, Vineshri Meyer. Lovely to have you with us, Vineshri. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Pippa. Absolute pleasure to join you today.
I say that the industry is burgeoning. Just how much? I mean, there seem to be new labels appearing every time I do my groceries, Vineshri.
Yes, it is. You know, SA Olive represents the common interest of the industry in South Africa, whether it be growers, producers, nurseries, and importers. And we have currently about 195 growers in the country. 60% of them are pretty small growers. But we are for example, in 2020, we produced, the industry produced 1.5 million liters of olive oil. Okay. And about 1,500 tons of table olives, and it increases year by year. But it is a very tricky industry in that nature plays a very significant role. But on top of that, one of our biggest threats is, our biggest challenge is, you know, cheap imports of poor quality and often fraudulent, and which imported oil in South Africa forms pretty much a large part of what is offered to retailers and consumers here today. So I guess I'm here to talk about, you know, why South African extra virgin olive oil and what are our local parameters in terms of ensuring the best quality for local consumption.
Mm. I'm so glad you mentioned the issue of fraud, because one of our listeners, Vic, actually mentioned this a week or two ago when we were talking about fraud in the honey industry. We pointed out that apparently for the number of olives being grown in Italy, for example, it would be physically impossible for them to be producing all of the so-called extra virgin olive, Italian olive oil that's out there on the market. Vineshri, how big a problem is it that people are selling something claiming that it is a superior product that's been imported from overseas and has the highest standards of purity and single origin olives, etc., when it's actually blended rubbish with leftovers from other people's batches?
Absolutely. It's a significant problem if you think that 5 to 6 million liters are imported into South Africa. And of course, you know, one of the challenges for us is in Europe, farmers are heavily subsidized, which means it makes importing into countries like South Africa much easier in terms of exchange rates, etc. It is a significant problem. If our listeners are interested, there's a fantastic book on this by Tom Miller. It is one of the reasons why we really focus at SA Olive on promoting the CTC seal, which is a certificate of compliance seal, which guarantees that the product is produced in a high quality, within high quality measures, and there's not just a lab, accredited lab certification, but there's also a organoleptic tasting done by the Tasting Panel of South Africa. And this is what you should be looking for, this green seal on the olive oil bottle when you're standing in the supermarket.
Okay, the Tom Muller book you referenced, is that the one called Extra Virginity, the Sublime and Scandalous World of Olive Oil? So for those who are interested...
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thanks for the tip on that. If you are interested in reading deeper into the subject, that's a great place to start. Okay, so Vineshri, the one message is don't immediately assume that because it's imported from overseas, it's necessarily better quality than a South African-made olive oil. You've made the case quite strongly there that what is in that bottle is not necessarily what the label says is in that bottle. What about the quality of the local products itself? I mean, I've just mentioned 9 awards between 5 of our local producers at those awards in New York quite recently. Is our sort of international reputation for quality growing, would you say?
Absolutely, it is definitely. And, you know, if you go back a few years as well, it's fantastic that for 2021, we've already won 9 awards. If you go back to significant other competitions in the last years, South African olive oils have always been in the top range, winning significant golds. I think many advances have been made. We can keep up with the rest of the competition out there. And we have some excellent tasters who also represent South Africa in tasting competitions abroad. So there's been a lot of interest, a lot more tasters that we're developing, you know, local olive oil sommeliers. I mean, this is very much like the wine market, if you think about it, Pepper. We've got to move in the same direction and, you know, focus that giving guidance to our producers about how to deliver consistent high premium quality olive oil that leaves no room, you know, for cheap or fraudulent imports. And of course, help increasing consumer confidence by buying local. Our oil, if you see the seal, is what it will guarantee, for example, that it's 100% locally produced, 100% extra virgin olive oil. It should tell you the harvest date, which will guarantee you the freshness, etc.
Okay. I'm talking to Vineshri Meyer, the Vice Chair at SA Olive. And Vineshri, you'll be pleased to hear a WhatsApp that somebody has sent saying, I always buy locally produced olive oil. It's fresher as well. It's a very important point that. What is the shelf life on olive oil? How should we be storing it to make the most of it?
So on average, an olive oil stored in a dark bottle lasts, normally it's a shelf life of 18 to 24 months. And you will see the best before date on the bottle, and that will guarantee you that's the proper olive oil. There are three enemies, I would say, of olive oil. So to bear it in mind when you're buying it and storing it at home, it's got to be airtight. Air is a big enemy. It's got to be away from light, and it's got to be away from heat, and that will guarantee you a longer shelf life. But, you know, once you've tasted really good olive oil, you will know that it's not going to stay in the cupboard for 18 to 24 months.
You're going to use it far before then.
Absolutely.
Vineshri, you mentioned keep away from heat. A lot of people get confused about the use of olive oil in cooking and which types they should be using for which sort of process. A beautiful extra virgin olive oil, you obviously are going to use if you're making, wanting to serve it over a salad, for example. Which kind of olive oil would you recommend if you are wanting to actually cook with it at a quite high temperature?
You know, it really doesn't matter. If you want to cook, firstly, olive oil is definitely highly stable. There's this myth out there that it's not as stable when heated to high degrees. It is definitely highly stable when heated. It does not break down into harmful compounds. It has a very high smoke point, actually, between 200 and 220 degrees Celsius. And, you know, next time you're frying your chips, do try it out. You will taste the difference. It's amazing. It makes a difference.
Our listener, Deval, if I can just quickly go, he's looking for a robust olive oil, not extra virgin, and we'll talk in a minute about the difference between extra virgin and regular virgin olive oil. He is looking for a robust olive oil to cook with. Any suggestions for that?
You know, if you choose one of the CTT-certified olive oils off the shelf in your retail or you buy it directly from a farm, it's absolutely fine for a robust to do whatever you like to do with olive oil, because I mean, if I just look at myself being a small producer, I use it for everything from cooking, baking, frying, to not just, you know, lightly dressing salads or roasting my vegetables. I baked brownies yesterday, and you know, not just your typical Italian meals.
Okay. Vineshri, we've got 1 minute left. I think it's very important that we just distinguish the difference between virgin olive oil, plain olive oil, and extra virgin olive oil. I think most people know that the extra virgin olive oil is the higher quality product, but what is different about it?
Well, definitely extra virgin means that the oil has no defects, and this is tested by tasting it and in a lab. While normal virgin olive oil will have minor defects, it's also slightly higher in acidity. So these are lab results, lab-related figures that affect that. But both will have fruity attributes, and you might easily be thinking that it is extra virgin olive oil. So really, I would strongly recommend that you look out for the CTC seal, which will guarantee that it's 100% extra virgin olive oil.
Thank you so much to Vineshri Meyer, the Vice Chair at SA Olive. They've got lots of resources on their website if you have further questions and want to read a little bit deeper into the processes of making the olive oils and extracting them and how those differ from one type to another, as well as reading up more about the different cultivars of olives that we use in South Africa. Please do visit their website, www.saolive.co.za.